The core event is God's confirmation of Aaron's priestly authority through a miraculous sign, and the subsequent delineation of duties and provisions for the Aaronic priesthood and the Levites. The main characters are God, Moses, Aaron, and the Israelites. With God establishing Aaron and his sons as priests and the tribe of Levi as their assistants, this occurs in the wilderness period following Korah's rebellion. As God addresses the people's grumbling about leadership, God instructs Moses to collect a staff from each tribal leader, including Aaron for Levi, and place them before the ark. The next day, only Aaron's staff has supernaturally sprouted, budded, blossomed, and produced almonds, demonstrating God's chosen priest. Moses shows the staffs to the people, and God commands Aaron's staff be kept before the ark as a permanent sign. The Israelites react with fear. God then speaks to Aaron, assigning him and his sons sole responsibility for the priesthood and the sanctuary, with the Levites appointed to assist them but forbidden from approaching the altar or furnishings. God provides for the priests and Levites through offerings, first fruits, and tithes from the Israelites, specifying that the priests receive portions of most holy offerings, wave offerings, and firstborn animals, while the Levites receive the tithes. In return, the Levites must give a tenth of the tithe they receive as an offering to God, presenting the best part to Aaron. God states that the priests and Levites will have no territorial inheritance in Israel, as God Himself and the offerings are their portion. This event concludes a cycle of rebellion by definitively establishing the Aaronic priesthood, with Aaron's staff preserved in the ark as a lasting witness. It establishes the economic and ritual structure for maintaining the tabernacle service. The trajectory solidifies the Levitical system, with its distinctions between priests and Levites, which functions until the New Covenant.